Well, hello and welcome to What's Brewing, CISFA? What's Brewing, CISFA is a podcast produced for the California Community Colleges Student Financial Aid Administrators Association. I'm your host, Dennis Schrader. I serve as the 2020-2021 CISFA president.
And I'm Dana Yarbrough, Dennis's co-host and fellow employee at Los Angeles Mission College.
What's Brewing, CISFA hopes to inform and entertain you 30 minutes at a time.
So, let's start the show. And welcome to another episode of What's Brewing, CISFA. Let's start this show with our first cup.
That's right, Dana. It's time to fill up on whatever you're going to have this morning as we tape the show. Anything
water.
Special? Water.
Just water.
not even peppermint flavored water?
Not even peppermint flavored water or tea or anything like that.
Wow.
You know, it's because, okay. You know, it's been kind of dry out here lately, so you got to stay hydrated.
Well, I still think when we hit season two of the show, which I think we're going to consider episode number 101, season two, it won't be quite at the end of my presidency. It'll be a few, like a week early, unless we do a week vacation and take a week off. And we might talk about that too.
Okay.
Just because, you know, this is show number 98. 99 and 100 will be next week. And officially, you know, I become president, past president, in July.
Oh,
so I forgot if that's a Friday or whatever. I think it might be like a Friday or Thursday. You know, that's when we're going to start, season two of the show. And maybe we'll take some slightly different angles on things.
Ooh,
but so we may have a few extra episodes there at the end of season one, where we've had a lot of episodes. And then guess so people know on the technical front, when you look up our show on your podcasting device or website that you go to or whatever, I'll probably shorten the titles a little bit too. Because they see that title line that you see on screen, Dana, the WBC 098 2021 and the whole thing. I'm going to, because they number themselves, if you tell it there's a way to put the data in the background of episode and season number. I'm going to take off some of that so our titles will be a little shorter. So if you've gone out and looked at podcasts, sometimes you just see a number, but it's system generated. For the number of the show.
Gotcha.
And then it's got the title of the show. We're going to simplify things for people. You know,
I think
here,
that's going to be awesome. Yeah.
Here at Studio 1051.
You know, what we should do, Dennis, is those episodes in between, you know, the end of season one and the start of season two, we should make some like lost tapes. Like,
wow.
Lost episodes.
And just make up parts that we never talked about before?
Yeah, we should do that. Yeah.
I like it. I like it a lot. The only thing is, though, it might take a bit of time to dig through all the episodes. That's why we may have to do what the Science Channel does best. Lots of recreations.
Yeah.
You know, the recreated scenes of people encountering aliens in particular. Because I assume most of those tapes are not real.
No. But yeah, I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I like that idea. We can go back and revisit. You know what we could do? We could revisit some I Dare You To's or book suggestions.
Music, shows.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe take some Q&A from people if they'd like to send us, you know, at the WBCSFA@gmail.com email account. Any topics on their mind or if you have guests that you would like us to talk to. Even if they're not specifically in California or even financial aid, because I do think we're going to be working on trying to get, you know, our incoming or our current CASFA president we could talk to maybe. He's not part of community colleges, but we could still check in to see what's going on in CASFA.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And WASFA and NASFA. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's a few others out there I definitely want to bring in too, because this show is more than just financial aid. It's about hopefully becoming a better person, a more rounded work employee for your financial aid office or wherever you work. If you work outside our field, shout out to Mikey K, my friend. but again, you know, a little personal and professional development. And so there's a lot of people out there that we probably could pull from a pool if all we can do is just get them on the phone or a Zoom and see if we can get them to show up here with us.
Yeah, come on. We want you. We want to talk to you.
Exactly. Which kind of leads into what we're talking about today. I guess talked about a lot of organizations and all. When I think about it, one of the things you have to keep in mind with CSFA, the California Community Colleges Student Financial Aid Administrators Association, is we are a volunteer organization. That's why me and Dana's salaries are zero for this.
Yes.
I'm sorry if I didn't tell you that at the start.
You know what? You were upfront.
I was upfront.
You did let me know what I was getting myself into, yes. And I'm okay with that.
That's good. I mean, it only takes a couple hours out of your work week, you know, and leaves the rest of the hours for real work.
Yes.
You know. But, you know, again, as a volunteer organization, I thought we'd talk today about volunteerism just in general. You know, what does it mean? What should we do? You know, all these kind of questions, why we should do it. You know, I have some ideas on it, and I definitely want to hear from you. You know, I mean, in my mind, volunteerism just really just means is, in a sense, you're giving back. Even if it's not giving back to a organization that gives you something, It gives either your community, whether that's your work community, your community you live in, your county, your state, whatever, you're giving back in a way without an expectation, and it's more not just because you're doing it for free, but you're doing it without the expectation of some kind of extra reward.
Right.
Does that sound fairly accurate, I guess?
I think so. Yeah. And then also I would add that it connects you. It connects you with your community. It connects you with other individuals. So that, yeah, that connectivity is, I think, another important part of it as well.
Yeah, and whether that connectivity means that you'll then, know more about what's going on in your community oftentimes.
Yes.
I mean, that's one of the keys to even CSFA as far as the financial aid community. Some of the people who served on the board, some of the reasons they said they wanted to stay on the board was because they felt that much more connected to people across the state. More information coming from our chancellor's office or first dibs on information about conferences or training and such. And you might not get that otherwise unless you were actually involved as a volunteer.
Right. And then, and of course, also the amazing relationships that you get to build with other individuals.
Absolutely. You know? I mean, that's kind of like that ancillary, that is almost what you shouldn't expect per se directly. You know, because it would just sound, you know, kind of a little weird. But it's almost certainly something that you get in any kind of volunteer organization.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, CSFA has connected people across the state again to meet up, learn about. Again, we would not know what happened up at Butte College if we didn't have Tamara on the show.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Or College of the Siskiyous. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Sequoias. If we didn't have David Loverin. Or David Shook out in Copper Mountain. Very different schools from our own.
Mm-hmm.
Not everything is about L.A., everybody. Keep that in
mind. It's not just about us.
It's not just about the big city. Sometimes it's about the tiny towns. Or other cities. I mean, we've had people from other real cities. Mm-hmm. San Diego.
Yes.
MiraCosta. You know, so I certainly yes, you get that connectivity. Sometimes way beyond the base that you'd get just by being in your community. Because even if you're doing a community organization, I think of some friends who are Kiwanis, you know, which is a little like the Lions and the Elks and all that. And they have, again, they have a structure to them. They have the local Kiwanis for your city. And then there's the regional. And then there's the state level. And so, and of course, the national level for those organizations. So again, there's opportunity to have connectivity with and also get some influence on where that organization goes.
Yes.
Now, one of the things I'm sure, Dana, people always ask, and this is the thing that sometimes, and this is something I'm going to be working on as past president, is when we're looking for new people to run for board seats. Or regional rep. Sometimes the biggest thing that you hear is, Oh, it's, I don't have time for it. How am I supposed to fit time into it? And how much time am I expected to do? And, you know, that's probably a hard one to quantify.
Okay.
You know, I mean, there are certainly some organizations, I think, set out some very specific numbers. You know, you have to do X number of hours of this. Kind of like Cub Scouts and Girl Scouts and stuff like that for the kids. I'm sure they have to do a certain amount of stuff. Now, they get badges along the way.
Maybe, I was going to say there's some rewards that come with that.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe so there's incentive. Yeah.
Yeah, I think CISA needs to start doing that, you know?
Some badges. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Now,
Dana, you get the gold diamond badge for treasurer.
I you know, something like that, you know? And again, I want to make the real things, you know? The sew-on patches for everybody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Okay.
And then we will get... and Dana, I know this is where I'm going to need your help on this. The CISFA sash.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. We got to see this through.
I think we might be onto something here.
Yes. In fact, I'm going to write this down. The CISFA sash.
The CISFA sash. Ooh.
And so.
Can it have tassels on it too?
like the end, you mean?
Like, you know, like some attachments.
Oh, Dana, I think we may have gone off that path way so
I think
way
have.
So faster. But no, I, you know, no, because that's, again, you know, some signifiers of what you're doing with the organization there.
Yeah.
Just as an idea. But as far as how much time, again, it really depends. And again, I think with volunteering, it's not a case where you should be too worried about the hours. And the reason is this. There are certainly people in our organizations, ones that you're probably involved in and ones that I'm involved with, who put a lot of hours in. There always are going to be. And you need those people. And again, maybe they have more time to give. Maybe they don't have kids in the house to take care of or other family members or whatever. You know, they're very efficient at work and they're very efficient in what they do for their organization. But every little bit helps. I mean, Dana, me and you, we take probably a couple hours during the week to do the show.
Right.
Give or take the pre-show yappy the yap and the after the show.
The shenanigans.
Yeah, shenanigans.
Those should be our lost tapes right there.
Yeah, that's why we don't record that stuff.
We probably would get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. And then, you know, usually the Friday show, if we have an interview at least, probably takes me a little less than an hour the night before to type up the notes. The news takes a little bit longer. The news, when I have to prepare the news on for a Tuesday, usually takes most of a Sunday afternoon.
Mm.
You know, because it's looking up the articles from my emails from Federal Student Aid, Chancellor's Office, CSAC, Inside Higher Ed, and all these other sources, and then kind of going through them and then trying to type up some notes for them. So that means you have kind of a script to go by. But again, that's time. It's not a whole lot of time. Now, there's other things as a president to do, and we do them, you know, as we need to throughout the year. Conference is always a lot of work. And some people are always like, oh, I don't want to do that. It's so many hours. But again, you have a team. And the whole idea is, if you're volunteering, you should hopefully be influencing others to come volunteer with you. You know, if you can get, just like I convinced Dana to do this show, I may flash some money around saying, oh, yeah, there'll be money involved. Actually, that money involved was money out of my pocket to buy the equipment. I didn't tell her that, though. But, you know, you get others involved and you lighten the load. So don't be afraid of, oh, it's going to be so many hours. We understand everyone's got a job. You may have kids. You may be caring for a family member at home. You may have other responsibilities. Even if you're not married or have kids, you may have a significant other, or you may be helping your family out, or who knows. Don't worry too much about that. Think about in terms of what can I do? How can I get myself involved? And then, of course, the other thing that I want everyone to think about is, do you like this mid-show music? I know that's a little off topic, but let's throw a little music in here, and we're going to pick right back up where we leave off here.
And And welcome back for our second cup segment on the What's Brewing C-Swiss Show.
I just figured we needed a refill.
Yeah.
So top that drink off, everybody.
That's so, Dennis, so yes. What I hear you saying is it's worth it, you know, finding the time and putting forth the effort.
I do. And again, it's not just because, again, I'm not married with kids at home and have too much time on my hands. And this keeps, you know, idle hands or whatever is the work of you know who, for those who know the saying. I got lucky in a sense. I mean, when my first job in financial aid, I did a lot of things on campus at my university, mainly because I was a new person and our financial aid director was the former assistant director and got bumped up because of what happened. Here's the story. Dennis does his internship and his master's program his last semester in financial aid. And the financial aid director is kind of laid back. So I'm like, oh, this will probably be a good learning experience. And I'll learn from, you know, what's going on in a different department because I'd worked in housing. Well, he took another job literally like 2 weeks later. And so our assistant director, who had been with the college for the longest time, got bumped up to director. So they're short on people. So my internship turned into internship, you're actually working at the counter kind of work. And then as they shuffled some people around, they had an opening. So they of a full-time coordinator position, which would be like, you know, assistant director, maybe a little lower level, lead specialist, whatever you want to call it. And I filled that for a while till I had a full-time job. But I also, because everyone else was well entrenched and been there for a while, Dennis was sent off to all the campus committees. You know, strategic enrollment management.
Wow.
academic curriculum review, IT, infrastructure, all these weird committees. I mean, I did a variety of them. But I also volunteered because I'd worked in housing and had to deal with semi-emergency type of things, stuff like that. They roped me in on the emergency response group on campus. And it was mostly staff in student services and ran by our health department that basically every night there was somebody on call with, everyone remember a pager or a beeper?
Oh, man.
We had one of those.
Yeah.
So that in case, usually it was stuff in the residence halls. If something happened, was going down in residence halls, you know, suicidal tendencies.
Yeah, all that.
Passed out, drunk, stuff like that. They would call the emergency response person. And so I don't know what it was. This is the funniest part of the story. We would meet monthly, kind of go over whatever went over the last month. And I think, forgot if there was like four or eight of us, but you'd have a week every other month or something like that. So Monday and Tuesday night, nothing going on. Wednesday, Thursday night, nothing going on. Come Friday night.
Oh, boy.
You know what breaks loose.
No.
Yes. And for whatever reason, whenever we would meet, most everyone else's report was, there was really nothing. I never got a call. Dennis, on the other hand, all the calls. Almost all the calls. I can't tell you the number of times I had to go. Luckily, the local hospital was like four blocks away. I don't know how many times I had to go drive down to the local hospital, meet the ambulance with the kid who had not, luckily no one ever committed suicide, but had threatened and not always had done anything in action to do so, but had to go do that and then file a report with our health department director, who was this super nice lady, just really kind, caring, and everything else. But it was funny that it was always me that I always had to report to give.
Always. Were you on first name basis with the doctors and nurses at the hospital?
I probably was. I can't remember all the people. At some point, huh? But I probably knew the intake nurse pretty well because I couldn't go see the person because, again, even back then there were laws and all, but I was there to more or less just kind of report or get a report or whatever. Because our campus police would always be involved and they would drive over. But then it became, you know, a matter of a health matter if it was somebody threatening to do something. And so I might just have to, basically I was more of a collecting of info at that point person, you know, so I could report back, went to the hospital. I was told this, student's going to be held for whatever, whatever. And then, you know, get that back to her because, you know, in cases like that, in some case, you know, if the person's a threat to themselves or others, the campus would need to know because maybe the campus police then have to tell the student he can't return until X, Y, and Z is done. You know, so there may be factors for them. So, yeah, my volunteering for that turned into a lot of late nights on weekends during my service time for nothing here, again, other than the fact that I got to carry a pager. You know, high-tech stuff.
Wow. And we took me back. Yeah. Pagers.
At least we had the good ones, because you know, when I was an RA back in the day, this would have been, you know, I'm not going to give you exact time period, but late 80s, early 90s. That's all I'll say. The pagers we had as RAs were just that; they didn't have a display or nothing. They had one
like
button,
like those old school Motorolas, right?
Yeah, like, and all they did is if something happened in your campus, it would go beep, and then someone from the campus police station would say like, North Scott Hall, please go to floor 8, room 834, meet resident for something. And that's it. And you couldn't call back either. So you had to be listening.
Yeah.
You know, and that was it. And so all the RAs in every hall had one of those. But when I was a hall director and then when I did this emergency thing when I was working in financial aid, we had the kind that would read out a phone number.
Yeah, I remember those. Yeah.
So you'd get a phone number and then you'd be able to call in. And usually it was the campus police that were telling you, go to Scott Hall or Towers West and 10th floor student is, you know, something, something, something. Mm-hmm. And then you'd have to go over. So as this whole story of volunteerism today is about, don't worry about this. This is the extreme case of what Dennis gets roped into.
Yeah, yeah. If you are happen to be an RA.
Yes, exactly.
On a college campus.
Because, Dana, I understand you do some volunteer work. Do you find that it overtaxes you?
Oh, no, not at all. But the volunteer work I do is through my church. Well, it was through my church with everything going on with COVID.
While still meeting in person, right? Yeah.
Yes, yes, uh-huh. So, unfortunately, with everything going on with COVID, you know, because my mom, you know, she is up there in age. Uh-huh. So we actually, we watch services online. But when I was going, yes, very much active.
You were the cart driver.
Yeah, yeah. So our church is fairly large. Mm-hmm. So I drove trams. Yeah.
Yeah, you got
from
people
the parking
around.
Lot to the main entrance. Yeah. And then, you know, I did other work with other departments within the church. Mm-hmm. Angel Tree is one of them.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And, oh, man, so much. Yeah.
And you never felt that it was overdoing it for it. Because, again, you probably have a real connectedness with that church to start with.
Absolutely. And I love, and I know this is really selfish. Don't get me wrong. You know,
we'll edit this out. Don't worry.
I love my brothers and sisters at church. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I have a pretty good heart of service, but real talk, one of the reasons why I like to volunteer is because of the people, the camaraderie.
Well, and I think that's a lot of it. I mean, going back to even what CISFA is all about, my former boss, when I first got to my first college out here, after moving out of the great state of Missouri, got me involved right away. I would go to regional meetings, which would be most of LA and OC community colleges, financial aid people talking about once every other month or so on topics. And then it was a case of volunteering for the exec board. I didn't think I wanted to do anything in particular, but an opening came up. So I was webmaster for a while. And then I was working on a newsletter. And then at some point I ran for an office. And next thing you know, you're tied in. And I'm finding out about stuff and meeting people from far up north, middle of the state. And in the middle of the state is interesting. There is middle of state Modesto Junior College in Fresno and Bakersfield and stuff like that. Then there's middle of the state all the way to the coast. You know, you got Monterey Peninsula, you got Taft, Allen Hancock, and so many, you know, great schools, great people, again, who have put their time into the organization. And again, we do certainly have people who put a lot of time in and a lot of effort, and I can't thank them enough. And then there are those who might, you know, have to get squeeze it in between work and life and everything else. But again, I think if you put yourself out there, there's an organization or more for all of us. Again, whether it's, you know, your church or worship group, it's something in your community, it's something even, you know, helping foster youth or tutoring or mentoring or helping at a library, retirement home. I think, you know, this is the day and age where we need more people to think locally and act locally. And we all like to look at national politics and think that if only something would happen or whatever.
Oh, definitely.
Which is always good, but there is some reality of, you know, there's a lot of machinery working in the background on a national level. And to get to the point that you actually have the influence usually means you probably have to start local. I mean, think of anyone who's, you know, working at those organizations.
Yeah, and I agree with that, Dennis. I agree that it starts with us. You know, we're the game changers.
Yes.
You know, and just to add on to what you're saying is, I think it's all about finding your good fit too. Mm-hmm. But that also takes a little bit of effort where, you know, okay, you figure out, okay, maybe this organization is not for me, but let me check out the Elks, or let me check out this organization or this one, you know, that maybe aligns with my beliefs or, you know, my work ethics. And yeah, you'll find a good fit. You'll find a place.
Absolutely. You
know? Like my example is, for me, it's through my church. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause you get value back out of it, whether you know it or not, in a variety of ways. And so everyone out there, consider it, think about it. As we move into our last segment here, we hopefully have planted a seed in your head about all this. And we're back for our last sip segment here, everyone. Get the last sip in here. Hopefully we planted again that seed to doing good volunteer work, thinking about it. And it's not just looking out for us here at CSFA, but certainly, again, if you want to be involved in CSFA, it doesn't have to take 40 hours a week. We're not going to do that to anybody. But you certainly, there's a variety of things that you can learn so much. Work with us on our conference. Work with us on our state issues committee, our federal issues committee. Work with us with our treasurers. Understand how that all works. It's how the finances of a small organization. You know, work with us on programming and training, on gaining more members. There's so many opportunities. And think about every other organization that you could do or start. And again, keep it local. I mean, that's really what it's about. Even if CSFA is California, that's still local compared to the other 49 states out there who do not have a podcast for their members. Think of it that way, too. But beyond podcast, Dana, I'm thinking, do we have any I Dare You To selections today from you? I have one for me.
Okay. Yeah, I do.
What do you have?
So for all you Hamilton fans out there, Lin-Manuel fans, I dare you to check out In the Heights. I got a chance to watch it yesterday and it's pretty awesome. So definitely dare you to check it out.
Okay. I think that sounds good. It certainly seems like an uplifting kind of movie.
Yeah, it is. And it has a beautiful message, and it also touches on some, you know, community issues. So, you know, it kind of enlightens you on some things. And but yeah, it was really good.
So In the Heights.
In the Heights. Yeah.
Nice. Mine is going to be for the ZZ Top fans out there, the guys with the gigantic beards and all that. Billy Gibbons, you know, lead guitarist in the band there. He has a new album out called Hardware. And you'll notice if you see the album cover, whether that's an actual album in your hands or you're looking at it on your streaming service. Yes, it has what looks like the ZZ Top car on the cover. So that's how you'll know it's Billy Gibbons, because I think it's Billy F. Gibbons is the name on the album. But everyone knows him as Billy Gibbons, so you can't miss that out. So new album from him came out just very, very, very recently. Go find it, everybody. I think you'll enjoy it. Dana, guess what?
I think it's about that time.
It's about that time. We're all out of things to talk about for today, but of course, we have more episodes coming next week. So I want to thank my co-host Dana for joining us today on What's Brewing CISFA, and thank you, our audience, for tuning in.
And everyone, if you have something to say or you have topics you want us to discuss, email us at wbcisfa@gmail.com.
Find this and all What's Brewing CISFA podcasts on Google Podcasts, your Apple Podcast app, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and the TuneIn app on your Amazon Echo by using Alexa.
What's Brewing CISFA is a production of Studio 1051, a creative collaboration of Dennis and me.
This has been episode number 98, recorded the morning of Friday, June 11th, 2021.
Have a great day.
And have a great weekend, everyone.